Back when there were more human cashiers than self-checkout registers, I'd stopped at the store for just a couple of things I went to check out. Cashier scan with two items and the total displayed on the digital screen for all to see. $6.66. 666. Yeah, that did draw some attention from the cashier or other people in line, come to think of it. The interest, the fears, concerns about that number, 666, come to us from Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Now, that's not the only time that number appears in the Bible. Let's go to 2 Chronicles in the Old Testament, chapter 9, verse 13. The weight of gold that came to Solomon yearly was 666 talents of gold. More about Solomon in a bit. After all these centuries, there's actually now debate about whether 666 is the correct number. The oldest known manuscript fragment of Revelation 13 has the number for the mark of the beast translating as 616. But as numerous Bible scholars say, since the origin of the number is uncertain and the translation of the number is uncertain, how could we today be certain? This is where the consensus rules and 666 stands. The number for the mark of the beast is to be applied through what's known as gematria. That's the assignment of a number to a letter of the alphabet. This dates back to 78 BC, still used today in Jewish culture. Something you might want to try if you want to see how this works with your name. There's actually a website to do this. It's www.gematrix.com. And in case you're curious, my gematrix number is 599. There are some who theorize that 666 signified Solomon. As I mentioned in the verse from 2 Chronicles, Nero, Muhammad, among others, these are the people who believe that Revelation is a book about things that have come to pass, rather than a book foretelling of what's to be. It's taking a very narrow view of what Revelation addresses, especially when you look at what's revealed in the very next chapter, for example. Let's go to Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. Then I looked, and behold, the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, with him 144,000 having his Father's name written on their foreheads. It's obviously the return of Jesus, with his chosen messengers to deliver the word to those left behind in the tribulation. That's the start of the final opportunity for salvation, by the way. There are those who look at verses in Revelation chapter 16 as signs that the end times are in some way already happening. This verse 3, then the second angel poured out his bowl on the sea and became blood as of a dead man, and every living creature in the sea died. Well, think about this. Haven't we seen sudden increased numbers of sea life die by beachings and other means? Here's what's declared in verse 12. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. Are nations around the world seeing droughts of various degrees? There are many more examples of how Revelation is a warning of what's still to come, as we see a growing amount of this part of the Bible being seen in our current days. However, our focus today is the Antichrist and the Mark of the Beast. You can spend your days trying to figure out who it is or will be, or you can make sure that you will not fall prey to the enslavement the Antichrist will perpetrate. We have what Jesus offers in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Jesus saying, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me." Keep this in mind. If Jesus has to knock on your door, that means he is not in you and you are not with him. Live your life by the word of God so that you have strong faith that will bring you through your entire journey. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, actually puts to use a sports analogy. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. This is the guidance and encouragement Jesus gives us in Mark chapter 13, Verse 13, "And you shall be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end shall be saved." This calling for you to endure until the end will either mean the end of your days when you pass away, or until the end of all days with the arrival of the rapture, which will be followed by the start of the tribulation. That's the absolute promise we all have from Jesus. That's found in John chapter 6, verse 40. "And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him, they have everlasting life, and I will raise them up at the last day." Now, I know this message started off on the heavy and dark side, but I hope you see the way to avoid all the darkness that lies ahead is through the light of God. And just to end with a little fun, here's how some have dealt with that number, 666. Back in 1989, Ronald and Nancy Reagan were moving to their then new home in Bel Air, outside of Los Angeles, after Reagan left the presidency. The address of the home had been 666 St. Cloud Road. And that got changed to 668 St. Cloud Road. 2003, U.S. Route 666 in New Mexico, that was changed to what is now known as U.S. Route 491. 2015, U.S. Representative Joe Barton had the number of a legislative bill he had sponsored changed from H.R. 666 to H.R. 702. Here's a good one. Just last year, PKS Gdynia, that's a Polish bus operator, they decided to renumber the line 666, which runs to, now making this up, Hell, it's spelled H-E-L, Hell, Poland. That's a town in the, yes, Hell Peninsula. Change that to line number 669. Lesson here is that you don't have to fear a number and who it represents when you stand in faith, and the grace of God being protected and immune from the being that number represents.